Erev Shabbos, Parshas Vayera, Toshin Samach Ches. Yeshaya Hanavi in Perek Nun Aleph says, Shimu Eilai Reidfei Tzedek, Mevakshe Hashem. Listen to me, and those who seek Tzedek, those who chase after Tzedek, Mevakshe Hashem, those who search out Hashem. Habitu El Tzur Chutzavtem. Look at the rock which you were hewn from. Vel Makeves Bar Nukartem. And from the mountain that you were hammered out from. Namely, in the next pasuk he explains what he's talking about. Habitu al Avram Avichem. Vel Sarah Techelalchem. Look at Avram, your father. Vel Sarah Techelalchem. And from Sarah, the one who gave birth to you. Ki echad karasiv, because I have called them one, I have called him the one, va'avrocheyu va'arbeyu. And I blessed him and I made him multiply. The Chofetz Chaim writes in Shem Olam, in his Sefer Shem Olam, that what Yeshaya HaNavi here is saying, the context of what he's talking about is B'nai Yisrael being in Golus for so long, and he's not only talking about for his time, but he's talking about for all the future generations. You'll be in Golus for so long, and you'll wonder, how in the world are we able to get out of this? And you'll despair, and us, we're weak, we have so many enemies. Doesn't look like there's a chance to get out of it. It doesn't look like there's any hope for us. This is what Yeshaya Navi is trying to say. He's trying to be Menachem. He's trying to console Klal Yisrael on the fact that people may despair from the final Geula. We're scattered people. We're there's anti-Semitic statements and acts against us. So Yeshaya says, don't worry. And how do you take comfort and how do you take encouragement? He says, Habitu al Avram avichem al sarat chilalchem. Ki echad karasiv. So what does he mean? So says the Chofetz Chaim, what he means to say is that look at Avram and Sarah. Beginning of the parasha, the Malachim come to visit. And one of the Malachim are there to tell Avram and Sarah they're going to have a child. I'll return. This is the fifth time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avram Avinu that he's going to have a child. And when did he have this child? He was 100 years old. She was 90 years old. Something that B'derech HaTeva, naturally, they could not have had a child at this point in their lives. And nonetheless, they did have a child. And what Yeshaya HaNavi is telling us is that when you think all is lost, when we're despairing from any hope of a redemption, whether it be personal, whether it be for Klal Yisrael, for the final Geula, he tells us, look at Avram and Sarah. Did Avram and Sarah have their child, which started Klal Yisrael? Did that happen in any natural way? Did that happen through the natural course of events? It didn't. And that's to indicate to us that B'nai Yisrael, who come from the start of coming from Avram and Sarah, don't work in natural ways. It tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't deal with Klal Yisrael through Derech HaTeva. I don't deal with them in any time. I don't deal with them with Derech HaTeva. Most of the time it looks like Hashem is dealing with us with Derech HaTeva. And that's part of our challenge. We have to see through it and to know that with us He's not really dealing with that way. With us He's always dealing L'mayla Miderech HaTeva. With us He's always dealing in the supernatural. There's always an ace when it comes to B'nai Yisrael. We don't see that most of the time. And that's for us to see through. But even when it's highly impossible, even when it looks like all channels are closed, we look at Avram and Sarah. Habitu al Avram avichem al Sarah techelalchem. Look at them and you can gain encouragement from them. They had a child when? When all seemed lost. He was 100 years old. Sarah biologically couldn't even have a child at this point. And yet, Hashem said there will be a child. And a child was born in a miraculous way. And that, the Chofetz Chaim says, is what the pasuk we read in last week's parasha, Vayotze Oise Hachutza. When Avram questioned the fact that he could have a child, so Hashem says to him, Vayotze Oise Hachutza, go outside. Look at the heavens and count the stars. And he says, and the Chazal tell us, and the Aflamed Bey says, what was he telling Avram Avinu? Because Avram said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I already saw in the mazel, I saw in my mazel that I'm not going to have children. So how is it possible? You're promising me a child. I saw in my mazel that it wasn't set out to be. Says Hashem, go outside. I mean, go outside of your mazel. As the Gemara says, Ein mazel Yisrael. And that's the pshat in the pasuk. Just like you can't really detect from your mazel what's going to be your future, because Hashem says you don't work with mazel. Ko yezarecha, Hashem says. You go outside now, and so will be your children. That ain't mazel Yisrael. Not only a mazel Avram, ain't mazel Yisrael. Because Avram's the first Yisrael. And from him on, Hashem says, I don't deal with mazel, I don't deal with derech hateva. And that's really how Rashi here in Yeshaya explains. Rashi says, Ki echad karosiv, ki echad, hu yichidi beretz Kanan. Avram was a unique individual in Eretz Kanan. Asher eglisiv sham me'artzai me'meladatai. I made him travel there from his original birthplace, and Korosiv, Rebisiv, Ugodaltiv. Hashem says, I personally took care of him. I personally raised him. I personally made him great. Uchashem Shehu HaYoyachid Ugodaltiv, and just like he was unique to me, Kein Agadal Eschem Sha'atim Yechidim Li. He says, just like I deal with Avram Avinu, so I deal with you, Klal Yisrael. So Yeshaya says, take comfort in the fact that you see Avram didn't live through natural events and was not controlled by Hashem through natural events. Everything was supernatural. Everything was, even when it was impossible, it was done. So too Klal Yisrael. Just like Hashem was a Yachid, so too Klal Yisrael is a Yachid. Hashem always deals with us through Derech HaNes.
Wasn't Yocheved older than Korah?
Correct, Yocheved was older. She was 130.
Good.
She was much older. 40 years older. Yes. The Mefarshim asked that question. And the Chafetz Chaim says, if you look through history, it always repeats itself in this fashion, where things would seem impossible, and yet things turn out, not only for the best, things that turn out to put Klal Yisrael at the top when we're at the bottom. He says, just look at the story of Mitzrayim. They finally had a child, Yitzchak, they finally have a grandchild, Yaakov, the Shvatim, everything seems to be taking its proper course. And all 70 Jews that were living at the time go to Mitzrayim and are there for 210 years. In slavery, in bondage, in torture. Chafetz Chaim brings a rekeach, that they had to produce, each person had to produce 400 bricks a day. And if they didn't, they were whipped. Almost impossible. And here they were at the brink of annihilation as a nation, and in a moment's time everything's turned around, and you have Pare, the one who's been killing them and making gzeiros against them. Pare says, get up in the middle of the night, go out. Yeshua Hashem Karafayin. In a moment, everything can turn around. When Hashem wants it to be, He will turn everything around, and the impossible all of a sudden comes out to be true. And he says, you look at the story of Purim also. And it's not like we don't know the story of Purim, but if you look at it in this light, he says, it was something that it was impossible for people to think that there is a way out. Where Haman had all the power, and Haman is professing that he's going to obliterate all the Jews, and he had reshus from the king, and no one could stop him, and the Jews were helpless, and they were weak, and they couldn't stage any revolt, we had no army, we had nothing. And when the time came, when we did what we had to, everything is turned around. Haman is hanged on the tree that he set, Mordechai, who was downtrodden, is now the Mishnah Lamelech, he's now, everything is turned topsy-turvy. Says the Chafetz Chaim, this is what Yeshaya is telling us. He's saying, just look at the start of Klal Yisrael. Avram and Sarah also. No one in the world then would have said that it's possible for them to have a child. And they themselves wouldn't have said that. And that's interesting that the Chafetz Chaim says, look at the rock that you were carved out and hewn from. Avram Avinu v'Sarah Imenu. Masai zachul lebanim. When did they merit to have children? Loi kedera kol oilam. Not naturally. Elalachai shenizkenu Avram ben Meishana. He was 100. V'Sarah bastishim shekvar nisyashu min habanim. They already gave up hope from having children. Ve'in shum adam ba'olam shechash v'alayim she'alidu. No one in the world would have thought that they would have a child. Oz yoldu es Yitzchak. So what does that mean? Even they gave up hope? Hashem promised him before this time 4 times through Parshas Lech Lecha that he's going to have a child. What does it mean that Nisyash, they gave up hope? So I saw that the Radak in this pasuk here in Yeshaya says the same thing. He says in the name of his father, he says, Ki Echad Kirasiv. What does it mean Hashem said, I called him a Yachid? He was that unique individual that I told to leave his land. As the pasuk continues, then I blessed him. Why is this considered a consolation for Klal Yisrael? This parsha, or this idea of Avram and Sarah? Pirish Adeni Avi Zal, he brings in the name of his father. Ba'avur, ki bizman shenayashu shnehem, miyos lohem ben, le'ezik nusam, oz pekadetem anasati lohem ben. When they gave up hope from having, from Avram and Sarah, Sarah we know gave up hope, right? She was laughing. But Avram also in last week's parasha questioned HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lu yishmol yechil afanecha, it's enough him because I don't expect to have any more. He says, when they gave up hope from that, that's when I gave them the son. Kain Yisrael, ach hasheyara galusa ma'oid. When the exile will go for so long, hasheyu noya shem in a gula, that they're going to disappear from gula. Oz yipoktim okel v'yatsim in a galus. What's the pshat? Avram and Sarah gave up hope. I mean, if they didn't have emuna, what do we expect from us? Didn't they have firm emuna the whole time? Didn't Hashem say to Avram Avinu, how could Sarah laugh even inside? Are you pulling me Hashem Dover? So I think the pshat is like the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadizayin Amar Aleph says, Ein ben David ba. Rabbi Yitzchok says, Ein ben David ba ad she yisyashu min ha-geula. Mashiach will only come when we give up hope from the geula. Shemra Efes ve'ozuv. Efes otzer ve'ozuv. All is lost. Kaviyachal ein semech ve'ozi Yisrael. There's no help for Yisrael. What's the pshat? So many, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and others say pshat in the Gemara. How can it be when we give up from the Gula, then the Gula will come? We're supposed to long for the Gula. We're supposed to be mitzapin li Yeshua. How can we give up from the Gula? So he says what the Gemara means is that when Mashiach will come, when we give up from any of the ideas that we thought that would save us from the Gula. We thought this country would save us. We thought this person would save us. We thought if we do that, will we be saved? When we give up from all of those hopes and all the derech hatev that we can be saved, and the Gula will come, and we say the Gula will only come through Hashem, that's when the Gula will come. So that's what I think what the Chofetz Chaim means in Avram Avinu. That's what the Radakik is explaining in Yeshaya, Perek Nun Aleph, with Avram Avinu. When they gave up hope that through any natural events their child will come, that's indeed when it comes. That's what it means they gave up hope. They didn't give up hope that it could happen. They gave up hope that it will happen through natural means. Because till this point in time, like Yishmael, Avram was able to have children, and he had Yishmael. On that he said, he thought Hashem is going to do it through a natural course of events. People have children. Shloisha Shutvim Badman, there are 3 partners in every child. Hashem and the father and the mother. And Avram thought that's how he's going to have this son also, which Hashem promised him. Hashem, Avram and Sarah. Lu Yishmael Yechil Fanecha, like I had Yishmael. And they came to this point in time, they came to this parsha, and they said, no, they were Nisyashu from that. This child is not going to be born through the Shloisha Shutvin. It's not going to be with Avram and Sarah in the natural way with HaKadosh Baruch Hu helping. It's going to be all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it means they were Nisyashu. And so too Yeshaya says, when we're despairing over the geula, whether it be any geula, any redemption, any Yeshua that we need, that will come when we finally give up hope from any of the natural ways that we think are going to work. And when it's Yashu and Agula, then the geula will come. That's what he means. Abitu al Avram avichem vel saratach elalchem. You have to always look at Avram and Sarah, he says. When you look at them and you see that situation, and you see Hashem says, I don't deal with Klal Yisrael b'derach hateva. And therefore don't expect that the derach hateva is going to bring the geula. When it's Yashu from that, then Ben David will come. A good Shabbos.